Tens of thousands of demonstrators in Brussels are protesting against the rising cost of living. It's the latest and biggest day of action planned by unions. They're demanding better pay, working conditions and more investment in the public sector. Brussels Airport has been forced to cancel all outbound flights in response. Stef Vassen has more from the Belgian capital.
I'm in the middle of this very large rally in the heart of Brussels right now. Tens of thousands of workers who are on strike are gathering here to protest against a very high cost of living. And what symbolizes these protests are these shopping trolleys, for example, because they say it's an end to going to a supermarket to do groceries because we simply can't afford these groceries anymore. Coffee, bread, all has gone up with more than 10, even 20%. The inflation is more than 8%. And on the other hand, their wages can't go up more than 0.4% because of the Belgian law.
Now, the cost of living crisis has also had an impact on the French election. President Emmanuel Macron has lost his centrist majority in the National Assembly. A new left-wing alliance led by Jean-Luc Mélenchon is now the main opposition, and the far-right National Rally has also made big gains. Sri Lanka is holding urgent bailout talks with the International Monetary Fund as it struggles to contain a spiralling economic crisis. The government says it needs a $5 billion lifeline. Schools have been closed and non-essential services stopped to preserve fuel supplies. A delegation from the Democratic Republic of Congo has received the only known remnant of an independence leader assassinated more than 60 years ago. The family of Patrice Lumumba accepted the gold tooth at a ceremony in Brussels. Millions are stranded and dozens dead during the worst flooding in Bangladesh in nearly a century. Northeastern India is also impacted. People in remote areas are struggling to find enough food and water. Homes have been submerged, roads cut off and local airports remain shut down. The head of the world's biggest airline, Bode IATA, says he's confident the industry will return to profitability in 2023. Qatar is hosting a meeting of world aviation leaders to talk fuel prices, staff shortages and sustainability.